from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. President Obama lifts arms embargo in Vietnam. It was Vietnamese President Tran Đại Quang who unexpectedly broke the news at a joint press conference with U.S. President Barack Obama in Hanoi after their bilateral talks. He said the U.S. is lifting its long-standing weapons ban on Vietnam. VOA's White House correspondent Cindy Sain is with the president in Hanoi, and we spoke with her earlier today.
No, that's right. It was Vietnamese President Quang who unexpectedly broke the news. He first started talking about other things and then said, you know, that the two countries really want to strengthen their cooperation and want in both in substance and in depth to boost their ties. And then he said that the U.S. is lifting the 50-year-old arms embargo completely.
When it was his turn, President Obama confirmed the news.
The United States is fully lifting the ban on the sale of military equipment to Vietnam that has been in place for some 50 years. As with all our defense partners, sales will need to still meet strict requirements, including those related to human rights. But this change will ensure that Vietnam has access to the equipment it needs to defend itself and removes a lingering vestige of the Cold War.
The president said that after more than two decades of normalized relations, ties have reached a new moment. Islamic State terrorists have claimed responsibility for a pair of suicide bombings outside an army recruiting center in Yemen's southern city of Aden on Monday that killed at least 45 people and wounded many others. Most of the victims were army recruits. IS said in an online statement that one of its militants targeted apostate soldiers waiting outside an army recruitment center with an explosive belt. This is VOA News. Iraqi forces have launched a major offensive to retake Fallujah, ending a months-long siege of the city. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi said Iraqi forces were approaching a moment of great victory. Appearing on Iraqi TV, he said, "I'd like to announce to the Iraqi people that the Iraqi flag will be hoisted over Fallujah. We will tear up the black banners of strangers who usurp this city. The time to liberate Fallujah is ripe. Iraqi forces are approaching a moment of decisive victory. There's no other way for Daesh militants other than to flee. We are determined to achieve victory." Fallujah was the first city in Iraq to fall to Islamic militants in January of 2014. President Obama says the death of Taliban chief Mullah Akhtar Mansour removed the leader of an organization that has continued to plot against and unleash attacks on American and coalition forces. Afghan intelligence agency confirmed Mansour was killed in a U.S. airstrike in Pakistan near the Afghan border. Protests against Kenya's Electoral Commission took place in four cities on Monday, with local media reporting that at least three demonstrators were killed in western Kenya. From Nairobi, VOA's Jill Craig has more.
Riot police formed a line around Kenya's Electoral Commission headquarters Monday to deter demonstrators arriving for the now weekly protests against the commission. The protesters never reached the compound because police used tear gas and water cannons to disperse about 100 demonstrators before they could get close. Protesters were able to march against offices of the Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission, or IEBC, in the cities of Mombasa, Kakamega, and Kisumu. Asa Nyakundi is a lawyer whose office is located near the Electoral Commission headquarters in Nairobi.
Today it wasn't as intense as it was before. I think what the police seem to have done, they were under instructions not to let people gather.
Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
Many bystanders agreed that the police acted more professionally this week than last. A two-day UN-hosted first-ever humanitarian summit gets underway today in Istanbul, aimed at devising a comprehensive strategy for dealing with an estimated 60 million displaced persons in the world. Jan Eliasson is the UN Deputy Secretary General.
We have to stand up for international humanitarian law. We have seen a decay, a lack of respect for international humanitarian law, which is causing enormous damage to the world. Civilian populations are not protected. Hospitals and schools are attacked. We want to have a strong reminder, a strong call for respect of international humanitarian law.
For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.